Mary Anning's Monsters. Mary Anning was born in 1799 in a town called Lyme Regis on the southern coast of England. Her family was poor. Her father collected fossils from the sea cliffs and sold them to tourists to help pay the bills. And when he died, Mary and her brother kept doing it. She was 11 years old, scrambling over dangerous rocks to find the shapes of ancient creatures. The cliffs near Lyme Regis were special. They were made of rock called Blue Lias, formed during the Jurassic period, 200 million years ago, when the area was under a warm, tropical sea. Winter storms would knock chunks of cliff into the water, exposing new fossils. But finding them was dangerous. You had to go at low tide before the sea came back and watch for landslides that could bury you in seconds. When Mary was 12, her brother spotted a strange skull in the rocks. Mary spent months carefully chipping away the stone around the rest of the skeleton, learning to expose fragile bones without breaking them. What emerged was 17 feet long, with a long snout full of teeth, huge eye sockets, and paddles instead of legs. It was an ichthyosaur, a marine reptile that looked like a dolphin but wasn't related to dolphins at all. Scientists had never seen anything like it. Over the years, Mary found more amazing things. She found the first complete plesiosaur, a creature with a tiny head on a long neck and four powerful flippers. She found pterosaurs, flying reptiles that soared over the ancient seas. Famous scientists traveled from London and Paris to buy her fossils, and many of them published papers about the discoveries without putting her name on them. She couldn't join scientific societies because she was a woman and because she was poor. But she taught herself anatomy and geology, kept detailed notes, and understood what she was finding better than most professors. When the experts had questions, they wrote to Mary. She knew what she knew, and eventually, the world had to admit it.